Okay, we're holding on Yom Adaf Chaf Chet. We're at the bottom of Chaf Zayin Amud Bet. We mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan has a shita that a non-Kohen who arranges the wood on the Mizbeach is Chayev Mita. And Rabbi Zera challenged that because the Chora, this is an avoda that can be done at night, and generally the avodas that can be done at night are not so strict upon the non-Kohanim who are to do such an avoda. So that is the first challenge about it being an avodah at night. Now we're going to see a different challenge that Rabbi Zera suggests. V'kida Amri, Matkifla, Rabbi Zera, those who say that this was Rabbi Zera's challenge against Rabbi Yochanan, V'cheyeshcha avodah, Yishachreya avodah, Upsul Bazar, do you find an avodah which needs to have an additional avodah after it in order to complete the avodah, meaning it's not a complete avodah in and of itself, and yet it is possible for a non-Kohen to do and is punishable by death? That's Rabbi Zera's challenge. Vihare evarim upedarim. But wait, do we not have the avoda of burning the fats and the limbs? There's an avoda that a zar can't do, and yet it has an additional avoda after it, meaning cleaning it from the mizbeach is significant. Sof avoda diyamamahi. Yeah, well, even though there is an additional part after it, this is the last avoda of the day, so it's considered like the last avoda. Because the next part of it is really in a different time period altogether. Varei terumat hadeshin. Okay, well, clearing the ashes off. That has an avoda that comes after it, right? Tchilat avoda diyamamahi. Right? Yeah, well, because that's an avoda that begins the day, it has an additional level of chashivut, even though there's a step afterward. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan said, Kiddush Yadav L'Tshuvat HaDeshen, L'Macharein Tarach L'Kadesh Kvar Kiddush M'Tchilat Avoda. Right, as we know from Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, that this is considered the beginning of the day, because if you sanctified your hands and your feet for this Avoda, you don't have to re-sanctify them for the next day's Avoda, because this was already considered of the day's Avoda. Ela Kasha. Well, still, it's okay, though. Then we maintain the difficulty that we have, and Rabbi Zera's challenge is good. Do we ever find a case where we're going to say that the avoda is puzzle, bizarre, if it has an avoda, another step afterward? Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. Rather, let's modify Rabbi Yochanan's statement a little bit. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rasi says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Zar, Shesider Shmei Gizri Eitzim, Chayev. So a non-Kohen who arranges the wood is on the Mizbeach is Chayav. Why? Because it is a final Avoda. This is the final step of the Avoda according to Rabbi Yochanan. And that's why it's Chayav. So Rabbi Zera's challenge is irrelevant because Rabbi Yochanan believes that this has no step after it. Matki Flarava, Elmiata Tibai Pais. Well, if that's the case, that this is an Avoda in and of itself with no step after it, it's very Chashu. Why is it that we don't find that we have a distinct lottery for it in general? If it's own distinct avoda, it should have its own lottery. V'lo by pious v'atanya mishezach v'trumat adeshen yizke besidur shnei gizrei eitzim. Says, what do you mean? It doesn't have a pious. It doesn't have a lottery. We teach an explicit brayta which says that whoever is zoche to the trumat adeshen, whoever does the trumat adeshen, he also gets to do the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. He also gets to set up the wood. So that's, I mean, it has a lottery. What's Abaye talking about? What's Rava talking about? Hachi kamar, if I say nula bifne atzma. Right, no, what Rava was asking why doesn't it have its own lottery? Why do we kind of throw it in with a different avoda if it's so chashuv it should get its own lottery? Kida amra, right. Well, the answer is that, you know, we explained earlier that there was low motivation in doing the Trumat HaDeshen, and so we tacked on an additional avoda that you get to do to make sure the Kohanim were coming up. Lameimra de avoda tama v'zar chayv alei amita b'yapais, ein zar chayv alei amita lo b'yapais v'rei shchita. But wait one second, are you saying that if I have an avoda that is the final stage of that part of the avoda, it is an avoda that doesn't need an additional step afterward, and a zar is chayav mita for doing it, then I apparently need a lottery for this. I need a pais. However, if a zar was not chayav mita for it, I wouldn't need a pais. Meaning, it's because it's an avoda tama that a non-Kohen cannot do that this needs a lottery. Is that the principle I'm extracting from the previous discussion? But if I had an avoda tama that a zar could do, I wouldn't need a lottery. But what about Shechita? Right? Because Shechita is an avoda that a zar can do, the zar can slaughter it, And yet, it has its own lottery. Shani shchita d'tchilat avodah zarah. No, well, shchita is different because it kicks off the day, so it gets its own lottery. Lemeimer d'avodah tama bayi pais avodah sheish acharei avodah lo bayi pais very varim bedarim. Wait, are you suggesting that any avodah that has an additional step afterward doesn't need a lottery? And only the avodas that don't have the steps afterward need a lottery. But what about burning up the limbs and the fats? That is at the end, you know, that has steps after it, and yet it has a lottery. So, no, as we mentioned earlier, because it's the last avoda of the day, it has a certain degree of significance. Harei Truma Tadeshin, what about Truma Tadeshin? That has a step after it, and it gets its own pious. Mishum Masa Shahaya. Well, yeah, I mean, we explained why the Truma Tadeshin got its own lottery, right? Because at first it wouldn't have its own lottery, there would just be a race, and then one of the Kohanim killed the other Kohen, and that's why we have a lottery. So everything checks out. These are why these two, even though they're a bit anomalous in that they have steps after them, they get their own lottery. Amar Mar Zutra V'itema Rav Ashi Af Anan Nami Tanina. We teach a similar teaching. Amar Lehem Hamimune, the one who is appointed over the Kohanim, says to them, Tzu, Uru'u, go and see, Imigi Ezman Ashrita, if the time for Shrita has come, V'iyu Ezman Sidur Gizra Yitzin Lokatani. But it doesn't say go out and see if the time has come for arranging the blocks. It must be that arranging the blocks could have been done at night. No, it's not a good proof. You can't prove to me that that the blocks were arranged at night, and that's why the Mimuna didn't tell them to go see if the time has come for the arranging of the blocks. He only said go out and see if the time has come for Shrita, because Shrita you can't fix. And so, as we mentioned earlier, if you can't fix the avoda, then you have to be very particular, very careful that you're doing it at the right time. The gizra etzim, okay, you did it a little bit early. What's the big deal? Take it off and put it back on. Hadran alach v'rishona. Just finished the second parak of Yoma. Let's go on to the third parak. So there was a little bit of a sidetrack, to talk about the different lotteries. Now we're going to get back to the avoda of the Yom Kippur. Amar Lehem Hamimuneh. So the one who was appointed over the Kohanim, who was kind of running the show there, he would say as follows: Tzuru imigiyaz man shchita. Go out and see if the time for the shchita has come, so we can get started with the korban tamid. Im higia haroe omer barkai. Now, if the sun has started to rise, the person who sent out to go see the sunrise, would say barkai dawn. Mati ben Shmuel Omer Heir Pnei Chol HaMizrach. So Mati ben Shmuel said, he would say the eastern sky is lit up. Ad Chevron, until Chevron. V'hu Omer Hein. And then the person responds, yes it is. V'lamu Tshukulakach. Why do they necessitate this kind of back and forth? Shvamachat Alame Or Halavana V'dimu Sheir Mizrach. Because one time they saw there's the moonlight poking through, and they thought it was sunlight, and so they thought the sun had already rose, v'shachtu t'tamid, v'otzila v'tashrefa, and they slaughtered the korban tamid, and they had to go burn it because it couldn't be used. So now they have a back and forth of, like, has it, lit up the whole eastern sky until Chevron? It says yes, just to kind of double check, to make sure it's really the sunlight and not the moonlight. Horidu kohen gadol v'tetvila. The kohen gadol will go down to the mikvah, zeklal. This is the general rule. Haya b'mikdash. This is the general rule in the mikdash. Kol ha'meisechet raglav. Anyone who goes to the bathroom, ta'un tevila, needs to do tevila after, v'chol ha'metil ma'im, and anyone who just urinates, ta'un kidesh yadayim v'raglayim. He just needs to sanctify his hands and legs, his hands and his feet. Okay, up to the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So, okay, the Braita says a similar thing to our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Barak Barkai. Rabbi Shmuel would say, dawn has begun. Dawn has dawned. Rabbi Akiva Omer Allah Barkai, the dawn has risen. Nachuma ben Apkishon Omer Af Barkai Bechevron. It's even dawn in Chevron. Matya ben Shmuel Hamimune Alapaisod Omer. Matya ben Shmuel, the person in charge of the lottery, said, Heir Pnei Chol Mizrach Adj Bechevron. The eastern sky is lit up until Chevron. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer Heir Kol Pnei. Here, Pnei Chol HaMizrach Ad Bechevron. The entire eastern sky is lit up until Chevron. V'yatzu Kol Ha'am Ish L'malachto. Ish L'malachto. And then all the people went out, each person to his work. Yachi Nagale Tuva. Well, if people are already going out to work, if everyone's already going out to work, it sounds like it was very bright. What suffix is there? If it's daytime, right? We're not talking about dawn. Lis Korpo Lim Kamrinin. No. The people, not the workers themselves, would go out. The people would go out to go hire workers, and they went out much earlier. and the actual workers themselves. Amar Rav Safra Tzalotei de Avram Mikdi Mishachri Kotli. So Rav Safra said that the afternoon davening of Avram begins as soon as the walls begin to become dark, meaning where the sun just passes over half of the sky, and so the shadow changes sides. So it's just around noon. Now, interesting here, just to point out that we're attributing apparently Mincha, the afternoon davening, to Avram. In general, we attribute it to Yitzchak and Avram to Shacharit. But it would seem answer suggested is that Avram did daven Mincha, and Avram davened in the morning and in the afternoon, but that was his personal thing. Yitzchak instituted a set davening in the afternoon that his descendants carried on. Amrav Yosef Anan me Avram nekum v'nigmar. Should we really learn the halacha from Avram? Avram was so, you know, quick and zaris and all these mitzvot. It doesn't seem practical to learn that our observance of the mitzvot from Avraham. He's setting too high of a standard. We need to, you know, set a standard based on what everyone's able to do. Amar Rava Tana Gamar Me Avraham Vanan Lo Gamri Mine. So Rava says, well, we have explicit braita where Tana learns how to behave, how to do mitzvot from Avraham. So what? We shouldn't. The Tanya is really in the braita of Yom Hashmini Yom Basar Latom Elam Echol Yom Gasher Lamila El Shas Yisim Maktim Shnei Mar Yashkim Avraham Bokav Yachmosh. Right, that on the eighth day you give your son a brit milah, and the entire day is kosher lamila, but doing it earlier is better, as we learned from Avram, that Avram woke up early to go do the brit milah. So clearly we're supposed to learn from Avram's alacrity. He's not setting too high of a standard. We can all strive toward that. Elama Rava Rav Yosef HaKakashile. Rather, Rava said, this is what Rav Yosef thought was really difficult here. Ditnan, Chalar Vipsachim Diod Be'erav Sheba Nishcha B'Shesh Mechza Kar B'Sheva Mechza V'Nishchatei Mikdish Mishach Rekotli. We taught by Pesachim that if Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbat, so we do the Korban Pesach, we slaughter the Korban Pesach 6.5 hours into the day, and then we offer it 7.5 hours into the day. Now, if what you're telling me is that noon is already the time for this tefillah, why do I wait that extra half hour? Meaning time is of the essence of Erev Shabbat. I should just slaughter it as soon as possible. Apparently, I could have slaughtered it at 12. Why am I waiting until 12:30? My kusha v'dil makatel de beit hamikdash b'sheish mechza v'shachrei mishum delo mechavnei tuvia. Tuva. Well, it's not a difficulty. Maybe it's just that the walls of the Beit HaMikdash started to become blackened with the shadows only from only at 6.5 hours into the day, because the walls were tilted. The walls themselves weren't tilted, but they were built very wide and they got narrow at the top. So they were kind of at a slant, in which case by the time you kind of saw, based on the shadow, when was the sun was past noon, it was already really 12:30. Inami Shani Avram de Itz Tagninu Gedola Haita Belibo. Alternatively, maybe Avram was different because he was an expert in astrology and he was able to calculate the exact time he was allowed to daven. But we are a little bit more care. You know, we take a little bit of leeway and we wait that additional half hour. Inami Mishun Dizakin Yoshim Shiva Hava. Alternatively, Avram was a very Zaken B'Yoshev B'Shiva means that he's a very, very learned person, in which case he was a little bit more astute in his assessment of the timing. Zaken is remez to Zeh Kana. This one has acquired wisdom. Now we know this from the following teaching, that Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina taught as follows, that from the days of our forefathers, we never didn't have a yeshiva. We never didn't have people sitting and learning. Hayu Mitzrayim yeshiva mehem, when they were in Egypt, they had a yeshiva, lech vesavtet ziknei Yisrael. As it says, go and gather the elders of Israel. And we said ziknei was a remez for zeh kana chachma, right? So must be that even in Mitzrayim, we had people who were involving themselves in being kone chachma. Hayu b'midbar yeshiva mehem, when they were in the midbar, they had a yeshiva. Shenemar rasafta l'yeshivim ish mizikne Yisrael. It says you gathered for me 70 people from the Zikne Yisrael. So it's 70 people who are kone chachma. Must be there are people who are sitting and learning. Avram Avinu zaken v'yoshev b'shiva haya. Avram Avinu, as we mentioned, also was an elder person who had acquired a tremendous amount of wisdom. Shenemar v'Avram zaken babi yamim. It says Avram was zaken, who was advanced in years. Yitzchak Avinu Zaken v'yoshev v'shiva ava. So is Yitzchak Avinu Shnemar v'yiki Zaken Yitzchak, when Yitzchak became a Zaken. Yaakov Avinu Zaken v'yoshev v'shiva ava Shnemar v'enei Yisrael kavdu mizoken. Right? It's the same thing by Yaakov. It says that his eyes were became heavy from Zaken. Eliezer Eved Avram Zaken v'yoshev v'shiva haya Shnemar v'yom Avram alav do Zaken b'yito hamushel b'chol asher lo. So Eliezer the Eved Avram was an elder, also was acquired chachma, as we know from this pasuk, that that Avram said to his servant, who was the elder, the zaken of his house, who was responsible for all that was his. Amar Rabbi Eliezer shemoshel b'torat rabo. That what that meant was Eliezer was dominant over the Torah of his master. He was like a Talmud Muvak of Avraham. Who Dameshek Eliezer? Furthermore, it says that this is Dameshek Eliezer. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Eliezer shadol mashkem b'torato shel rabo l'acher. He basically would gather in the Torah of his Rabbi Avram and teach it to the masses. Amar Rav Kim Avram Avinu Kol Torah Kula. Avram Avinu was Mekayim the entire Torah. Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah. How do we know? Shneimar Ekev Asher Shem Avram Akoli. Right, as it says that Avraham Avinu, Avram listened to my voice. Now that's not even the most clear wording. If you go on in that pasuk, the pasuk continues Ve'yishmor Mishmotai Mitzvotai Chukotai V'Toratai, that he kept my Mishmarot and my mitzvot, and my chukot, and my torot. Avram really seems like he kept everything. Amar le Rav Shimi Barchia le Rav ve'ima sheva mitzvot. Maybe that means that Avram kept the sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach. Ha'ika nami mila. No, clearly he didn't just keep the sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach. Avram Avinu did b'nei mila. Ve'ima sheva mitzvot mila. Okay, maybe he kept the sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach, and he did b'nei mila. So he kept eight mitzvot. Amar le im kein mitzvotai v'toratai lamali. Well, if that was the case, why teach me mitzvotai v'toratai? Which is me that he kept the mitzvot and Torah, really kept the entire Torah, it sounds like. Amar, Rav Avitema, Rav Ashi came Avram Avinu, Vafilu Eruv Tavshilin. Rav says, Avram Avinu kept even the Derabonans, even the Eruv Tavshilin, Shneimar, Torah Tai, Echad Torah Shebichtav, Echad Torah Shebaalpeh. As it says, Torah Tai, it says plural, it doesn't just say he kept the Torah, it says he kept Torahs. Now, Torah Tai, we generally interpret the meaning Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh, two Torahs that we received, one written, one oral. It's interesting here that we're bringing a proof for a Derabanan that he kept based on a limud that we have about Torah Shebaalpeh, because Torah Shebaalpeh is not the same thing as Derabanan, but it's just an interesting use that we're doing here. Mati ben Shmuel Omer v'hu Omer Hen. Because Mati ben Shmuel says, you say, as the entire eastern sky lit up until Chevron, and he says yes. Man Amar Hen. Who says Hen? Who's the one saying yes? Ilem ha'ach t'kaya yigra. Who chalim v'hu mefasher? If it's the one who's on the roof, what he's asking and he's saying yes? Ela hach the kaya ara. It must be the one on the ground who is saying yes. Minayada. Well, how is he saying yes? How does he know? the guy on the roof is the one who knows, but it doesn't make sense for him to ask the question and say yes. But the one on the ground doesn't know. So how is he saying yes? Well, he's saying yes. It really did get that bright. How do you know? You're not on the roof. It's the roof guy's job. Ibayt ema hach the kaya ara. Ibayt ema hach the kaya egra. The truth is, you can understand it either way in terms of whether it was the guy on the ground or the guy on the roof. Ibayt ema hach the kaya egra. If you want to say it's the guy on the roof, then you just understand the conversation like this. Amar ihu heir penei kolam izrach. So one of the roof says the entire sky is lit up. The amar le hach the kaya ara adju chevron. And the one on the ground says, has it lit up until chevron? Vamar le ihu hein. And the one on the roof says, yes, it has. The bayit ema, or you could understand it like this. Hach tekaya ara. The one on the ground says like this. Amar ihu heir penei kol mizrach. The one on the ground said, has the entire sky lit up? Vamar le adju b'chevron. And then the one on the roof says, it's lit up until chevron. Ve'amar le hein. And then the one on the ground says, yes, that's what I was asking. Has it lit up until chevron? Meaning, has the entire eastern sky lit up, says the guy on the ground? And the guy on the roof says, well, it's lit up till chevron. And the guy on the ground says, yeah, that's all I needed to know. So why was all this necessary? Umi machlif. We said that it was necessary because someone confused the sunlight for the moonlight. And we ask, who's going to confuse the sunlight for the moonlight? That we have a mechanism to identify sunlight as opposed to moonlight. Timur shel levana mitamer ve'ola kemakel. Timur shel chama mafti lekan lekan. that sunlight scatters, the rays scatter, whereas the light that we see in the moon is very focused. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Yom Unan Haya Mafsilachan Melchan. Yeah, but in Echanami, it was a very cloudy day, so even the moonlight was scattered by the clouds. Amar Papa Shmamina Yom De Eva Kule Shamsha. So we can see from here that a cloudy day, the sun kind of strikes everywhere because the clouds scatter it. L'may nafkamina, who cares if we see from there? Like, what does that help us? L'shatuche orot. So first of all, with spreading out skins to dry, you can spread them out in more places. Inami l'chedarish Rava. Alternatively, for the following halachic consideration of Rava, isha lo talush lo b'chama v'lo b'chama echama, that a woman shouldn't need dough on Pesach. For matzah, not in the sun and not by water heated by the sun. So you have to know on a cloudy day that you have to avoid outside areas. Amar Rav Nachman, just to continue this topic, Zuma Deshimsha Kashim Shimsha, that the rays of the sun on a cloudy day are more harmful than the sun on a non-cloudy day. Simaych Dana Dechala, and you have a memory mechanism for that. Dana Dechala. Shavriri Deshimsha Kashim Shimsha. The blinding effects of the sun are worse on a cloudy day than on a non-cloudy day. V'simanaych Dilfa. Dilfa is your siman. Hirhure Evera Kashim Evero. As we're talking about things that are harsher than other things, the thought of an Avera is more difficult than an Avera itself. Right? The thought of an Avera is worse to do an Avera itself. Had a Rebbe in high school said, that's wonderful, so let's all go and do Averas and not think about it. Obviously, he was joking, he had a point he was getting to. But the point is, it's a very confusing Gemara. What do you mean the thought of doing an Avera is worse than an Avera? But I think we can understand this, right? Because if you think about it, some of the worst parts of an Avera is the intention. Obviously, the difference between doing something b'shogeg and b'mezid is massive. Right? You know, doing something minor b'mezid, as opposed to doing something major, b'shogeg, the intent behind it, your kavana, is a major factor. Also, kavana behind your actions is everything. The difference between worshiping God or avodah zarah is not really in your actions as much as your kavana. The difference between saving someone's life and killing an innocent person is the same exact action. The difference is, the circumstance in your kavana. So we can see, obviously, the thought is probably the most destructive part of the Avera, not the action. Maybe that's what we mean here. The simanech recha de bisra, and the mnemonic is the aroma of meat. Shilhi de kaiti kashim kaiti. The end of the summer is worse than the beginning of the summer. Simanech tenur de shigra. Your mnemonic is a heated oven. Ishta de sivta de sitva kasha me de kaita. Winter, a fever in the winter is worse than a fever in the summer. V'simanech tanura karira, and this the mnemonic is a cold oven. Migmar bat be tikta kasha mecharata. Relearning old information that you forgot is much more difficult than learning new information that you never knew. V'simanech tina bartina, and the siman is making cement out of old cement. We'll stop here.